Want to officially get started? If we could have everybody's attention, if I could have everybody's attention. If you don't know me, my name is Bob Powers, and I'm the general manager at BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit. And what a special moment today is. I am here to formally announce the arrival of an innovation that our riders have been asking about for a long, long time. And as of tomorrow, BART will be a tap-and-ride system. And so what does that mean? What does tap-and-ride mean? Tap-and-ride means that you no longer will be needing to buy a Clipper card to use BART. Starting Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning, riders will be able to use their contact their credit card or their mobile app on their phone to use BART, and Apple Pay and or Google Pay are also valid with that. So you wake up tomorrow morning and you can use your mobile credit card to pay for this. This is going to be an immense time savings for our riders who will be able to use their contactless cards to ride BART. You don't have to register or anything. You don't have to prepare. You don't have to download an app. You just tap and ride. And this is going to be especially important, and I can't stress this enough, for our out-of-town guests who might be coming in at one of our two international airports in the Bay Area, or our riders, our infrequent riders that just want to jump on the BART system and go to the Giants game, go to the Warriors game. And at the heart of this, this is an improvement that the riders have been asking about, but this is just the next step in what I call, as the general manager at BART, the new BART. You can see right behind me are the new fare gates, right? And these new fare gates will be completed ahead of schedule, system-wide, with these new fare gates by mid-September with those new fare gates there. You know, we have improved police presence in the system, whether it's sworn officers, ambassadors, crisis intervention specialists, community service organizations, myself, we have managers riding trains. All of this, all of these decisions are all about improving the rider experience and driving up ridership. And so Tap and Ride is just one more tool. And I hope everybody out there comes back and experiences the new BART. And it is now a great pleasure of mine to introduce a true partner as we continue to bring world-class transit to San Francisco and to the Bay Area, the 46th mayor of the city of San Francisco, Daniel Lorry.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being out here. Just a few years ago, our downtown looked very different. Workers were not coming to the office, and tourists were staying away. But today, San Francisco has seen the biggest jump in office visits in the past 12 months compared to other major cities, meaning San Francisco is bringing workers back downtown. And that is only part of it. Travel is up at SFO, and hotel occupancy rates are up over 50% compared to last year. Right now, San Francisco is seeing real momentum, and you can feel it across the city, on our streets, in our businesses, and in the energy here downtown. A clean, safe, and efficient public transit system is essential to continue our economic recovery. We want to provide our residents and visitors a reliable way to get to the heart of the city. That's why today I am so excited to officially launch BART's new Tap and Ride system. The new system will make BART simpler to use, especially for our visitors who might not ride BART every day, but who want to come to San Francisco to go to a game, a concert, a show, or visit a museum. These visitors are contributing to our city's comeback, as are the tens of thousands of workers who rely on our transit systems to commute to the office every single day. And while we celebrate this milestone, Our work to make our transit system safer and more welcoming continues. A few weeks ago, we launched a program to create a better experience for BART riders right here at the Embarcadero station. BART Police, SFPD, the Sheriff's Office, and the Fire Department are all coordinating resources to improve public safety. Through this program and in collaboration with the Downtown San Francisco Partnership, we have engaged with thousands of riders, helping them feel safe and welcome as they come to work. San Francisco is a city on the rise, and people want to be here, especially in downtown San Francisco. Convention bookings are up at Moscone, over 50% compared to last year. Crime is down 30% citywide and down 45% in Union Square and the Financial District. Together, we are making it easier for people to get downtown, get to work, eat at our restaurants, and visit our iconic San Francisco spots. Let's keep that momentum going, and let's go San Francisco.
Okay, coming up next, we have from the San Francisco Giants, our senior manager of transportation, Nadia Wooden-Mason. Nadia.
Thank you for the introduction and to BART for having us. In my role as senior transportation manager for the San Francisco Giants, I am committed to creating a smooth and accessible travel experience for our fans, from the time they leave their home or office to the moment they arrive at Oracle Park, which is why we are thrilled about Tap and Ride. The Giants have made significant efforts to support and promote public transportation, and as a result, are proud to have one of the lowest driving rates in all of Major League Baseball, with more than half our fans and employees getting to games without their personal vehicle, a vast majority of which take public transit. With more than half of game day attendees coming from the East Bay and taking BART, Tap and Ride will make an immediate and positive impact on a large number of fans traveling to the ballpark. The Giants fan base is rich in diversity. Each game day, we welcome generational fans, casual fans, and many first-time visitors. The launch of Tap and Ride benefits all of them. It speeds up the experience for accustomed repeat customers and reduces barriers for those who are from out of town or new to riding BART. Tap and Ride is a giant step forward in advancing our public transit network, making it even easier for all members of our community to travel to events throughout the Bay Area without a car. Thank you. And with that, it is my pleasure to introduce Warriors Senior VP of Government and Community Relations, Yo-Yo Murphy.
Thank you so much. Great to be joined by our sports fan, our sports partner just down the block. And very exciting to be joined by this incredible roster of people behind me. For many of you who don't know, since Chase Center's inception in 2009, we have really prioritized accessibility, sustainability, and being completely transit-oriented, getting to and from Chase Center. And in fact, it was a big reason why we decided to pick Mission Bay as our location to as the home of the new Warriors. As our work with BART continues, I just want to acknowledge that our partnership with them has been paramount in making sure we reach those goals in being one of the most transit-oriented arenas in the entire country. As some of you already know, Chase Center is readily accessible throughout the Bay Area, and that would not be possible with all of our transit partners across the entire region, but certainly with everyone who takes BART to and from Chase Center every single day. Hundreds of thousands of fans coming to Warriors games, Valkyries games, and the concerts that we have at Chase Center are able to have amazing experiences, not just because of what they're able to see within the walls of our arena, but because of the seamless and smooth experience they're able to have taking transit to and from Chase Center, and we're really proud to be able to celebrate that. And obviously want to commend BART for their ongoing efforts to modernize, and we know Tap and Ride is going to completely transform and make the already positive experience even better, and we're really excited to be able to share this experience with our fans getting to and from Chase Center. I will add, with our distinctive collaboration with SFMTA, in which your Chase Center event ticket also acts as your all-day Muni fare, this will make that last mile getting to Chase Center from Muni even more seamless, so we really want to encourage folks to continue doing that. And lastly, I just want... Thank you. And with the 200 events that we have at Chase Center, we are just ecstatic about this program rolling out and can't wait to share this with everybody. And very, very timely, just in time for the Valkyries game against the Mercury this evening. So go Valkyries. And thank you. It is my pleasure to hand this off to Mike McCormick from the San Francisco Airport.
Good morning. It is a true honor to walk off of a BART train from SFO and be here to celebrate the launch of Tap and Ride. In the past 12 months, SFO served more than 54 million travelers, and we know so many of these passengers look forward to the seamless connectivity that BART provides between the airport and the entire Bay Area. I've seen firsthand how many of our customers value the solutions that make every step of the journey more seamless, and now the process of getting to and from SFO on BART gets easier too. I also appreciate how this enhancement continues to make transit a priority in the Bay Area, which supports our goal of being one of the most sustainable airports in the world. My congratulations to BART for being first to launch Tap and Ride, and we look forward to our passengers enjoying this wonderful enhancement. Thank you very much, and I would like to introduce the president of SF Travel and CEO Anna Marie Prisutti.
Thank you. What an amazing win this is for San Francisco. Visitors from all over the world will be able to tap and ride. The ease of doing that is just simply the best. And we look forward to welcoming visitors from near and far to use this great little tool. Thank you all. Thank you for your work in doing this. We are so excited to share this with the world. Now, I'm going to turn this over to another planet, Mary Condi.
Hello. We just completed three amazing weekends at Golden Gate Park with the Golden Gate Park Concert Series featuring Dead & Company, Outside Lands, and Zach Bryan last Friday. Those three weekends alone, we saw over 450,000 people come into San Francisco, and we know at Dead & Company that over 50% of those folks were from out of the area. We have seen people from all 50 states and 11 international countries come in just these past 3 weeks to see concerts and experience San Francisco and all it has to offer. This Tap and Ride feature is something that our patrons have been looking forward to. All of our venues throughout San Francisco, the Bill Graham Civic, Davies Symphony Hall, Independent, all the places we do concerts are really going to benefit from this feature. And it just helps cement the fact that San Francisco is a world-class city and can really accommodate events of all sizes. So thanks and congratulations to BART.
So we have one more speaker here, but I just wanted to say, look, you've heard about the partnership with the mayor of San Francisco and the city of San Francisco, the Giants, the Warriors, experts, leading experts and executives from the travel industry here in the great city of San Francisco. But this wouldn't be possible. It really wouldn't be possible without the leadership from the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. And I'm going to introduce the chair of that commission in just a second. But in concert with that partnership is the partnership with their vendor standing behind me here, the Cubic family. And so with MTC and Cubic helping to push these betterments to our riders out there is really probably at the heart of why we're here today. So with that introduction, it is a pleasure of mine to introduce the commissioner of the MTC Commission, Sue Nowak, And not only is she the chair of the MTC Commission, she is also the mayor of Pleasant Hill. She is a huge advocate of public transit and has just been a driving force in getting us to Tap to Ride. So with that, Commissioner Nowak.
Thank you, Bob, and good morning, everyone. It's great to see the completion of this first step on the long road to the next generation of Clipper, met with so much enthusiasm by so many people. We at MTC are excited to be leading the transition to the next generation of Clipper and glad to be doing it in partnership with BART and two dozen other Bay Area transit agencies and with Cubic Transportation Systems, our longtime Clipper contractor. We're introducing Tap and Ride now to make riding transit easier and more convenient for more people, especially visitors to the Bay Area and other folks who don't already have a Clipper card. As we move forward toward full transition to the next generation of Clipper, we'll expand the Tap and Ride feature to support credit card and debit card payment on all Bay Area transit agencies, plus free or discounted transfers between different agencies and improved Clipper account management tools. Clipper has long had a customer satisfaction rate well over 90%. Now we're working hard to make a great thing even better. Thank you for all being part of the journey. I now want to ask Alicia Trost of BART to offer some helpful tips on how we can all get most out of the next generation of Clipper by preventing what the payment pros called card clash.
So Tap and Ride is a fundamental shift in how all BART riders are going to use our system. Starting tomorrow, everyone, no matter what you use, what form of payment, you have to remove it from your wallet, all right? It's called card clash. Just like if you were to go buy a cup of coffee or go to Target, you wouldn't tap your wallet when paying because you have a lot of contactless cards in it, most likely. Even if you continue to use Clipper, and we love Clipper, and there's going to be people who want to keep using their Clipper cards, you have to remove it from your wallet or behind your phone in those little tucked in folders they offer. Or if you're using your phone, make sure you select your preferred payment card in whether you have an Android device or an Apple device. So that is the number one tip. Also, if you use one of the pre-approved eligibility cards for discounts, that's on our roadmap. We're going to get there one day. But right now, we still need you to use Clipper because with Tap and Go, it's the adult fare. Also, just one last thing because it's really important for my families out there. If you have the same account number but different devices or multiple cards, that's okay. You can use that. So that's really great for families where your teen may have it on their Apple Pay and mom has it on one card and dad has it on another card. That's cool. All of those three are separate even if it's the same account. So at this time, what we're going to have you do is the cameras can come into the paid area or you can stay in the free area if you want, and the mayor and the general manager of BART are going to tap in with test credit cards because this does not launch until tomorrow. All right, thank you.